My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is grilling Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills, to find out if she stole Davin's scammer Belinda's profile. Will Davin call his people? Listen and enjoy.
There are a lot of Mavis Mills and variations on the spelling with a couple of different models, both of which both of which my people trace back to you. My people.
I have you got peeps?
I have peeps now.
You got peeps.
She goes, then I made it. Joe once again goes cross-eyed.
What are you doing?
They're all giving in tonight, John.
They stink.
They all stink. Wow. Maybe she went to law school with the same lawyer went to law school. Ghana PU. Where your degree means bupkis and you can wave your ass with it in a tent.
Unbelievable.
And that's
why don't you all
do that?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
No, for Joe next year.
Time we get to it.
Everybody's throwing themselves on the bus. Can you get the guys from Enron on my phone right now? Because I think that there's magic in the air.
What?
Bush just called. He knew that the planes were going to fly into the towers.
I knew an email.
You're supposed to be good bullshit artists.
I know. Terrible.
God almighty.
Well, see, he does that to people. You know what Davin does to people.
Wears them down.
I know.
Do I? Am I really that much of a prick?
No, I'm not saying you're a prick. You just could wear people down.
But,
I won't spoil your joke. Go ahead.
But no, it's just, boy, oh boy. Everybody's dropping dime tonight, man. Holy
well, you
got
to remember, a lot of people did want me to be an attorney, which is part of the reason I went to law school. Yeah. A lot of people wanted to see what I would be like in that forum. And
is
I just,
there another attorney that got the idea?
Evidence is a wonderful thing. He'll investigate. A good faith effort. It's about time, stupid. You might have wanted to do this beforehand. You know these people, but not as well as I thought. Stupid asshole. What a schmuck.
Really?
I mean, we're not doing that. But I can't. I believe Mavis more than I believe these people.
Oh, you know what? It's unbelievable.
Because they're... I'm sorry, sweet. Because they're concise.
Yeah, yeah. At least they can keep it together, you know? He's just like, I know these people. It's like, yeah, so you should have known to run screaming.
And it's funny that you say that, because when we were doing the first segment, I'm listening to all this go on. I go, I feel comfortable with the scammers.
Yeah.
All right, so Mavis goes, then I made it. I will delete those profiles today. I go, so why couldn't you just tell me that? We could have been way
don't
past.
Don't make an announcement about it.
Yeah.
We could have been way past all of this by now. She goes, I hope you know now. I go, Mavis, I knew all along. It would have meant a lot more about your sincerity if you just would have told me. She goes, didn't, because I was going to delete anyway. But I didn't do the profile with Agnes Arete, which was the one that our girl Juliana Avalos was being used for.
Right.
It all ties together. I go, how'd you get Belinda's information? She goes, I don't have her information. I go, a profile in May using the girl you use has links to Belinda's name. You met around that time. Belinda wants me to believe that you stole her information, as she wants me to believe that you knew her as Agnes. She wants me to believe that you were the one behind all of this. It is easier for her if you take the fall. That way me and her can start our lives together. I'm not willing to do that at the expense of yours and Richard's relationship.
Oh, man, you are a double-talking genius.
But they're lying. They were working together. Damn it, why am I getting upset?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you think this is a revelation,
Joe. I sat with that shit. But no, because when you sit with a show for hours and hours and hours and
like
hours.
Like a bad meatball. It just sits with you.
Hours and hours.
Like
and move forth and listen to every single solitary word and listen to this. They're so blatantly lying.
Yes. They can't cover their tracks very well.
If anybody is interested, I hope you are, go back to our August 21st show of 2012. It's all there. They were working it. They were friends. They want to find a man for Mavis.
They went to school together or something.
They were pals. They wanted to find a – we're talking with Dad.
Well, that was before they came clean, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, but
– So anyway, she goes – I go, were you working with her or did you steal the info as she wants me to believe? I ask her straight out. Are you there? She goes, I'm here. Did you send any massage or message?
Did you send a massage?
I did.
Use a massage.
Put it right around the neck. I go, yes, I'll resend. She goes, KK. I sent it again. She goes, I stole it.
What?
She said she stole the information from Belinda. She's throwing it. They're obviously deciding that my relationship with Belinda is more important, because there's been a lot more invested.
Yeah.
There's been a lot invested in me.
So she's just like, okay, I'll take the bullet.
Yeah. She goes, I stole it. I go, are you just saying that? Honestly. She goes, I did. I did that just to meet Richard. If I hadn't done it, you will not introduce me to him because I'm a stranger.
But that's not true.
Well, hold on, Joe. Let me answer.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
Davin in the past but, channels Joe in the present and goes, that makes no sense.
But you caught me at a very good time where I sat when all of this went down the first. I've been sitting with this for three. I'm sorry. But it's, you know...
Joe, there's no reason to apologize to be aware of what's going on with the show.
I know, but you couldn't
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah, we like that, Joe.
It couldn't have been a better time for me to hear this.
Well, maybe the first time when we did it, back in August.
of 2012.
Yeah, that would have been a good time for you to pay attention.
Joe's feeling very vulnerable right now about his relationship.
Hearing it fresh... From 2 years, it's just, it's bullshit.
Yeah. That's why it's good to keep all the emails and listen to the audio.
Sure. So she said, if I hadn't done it, you will not introduce me because I'm a stranger. I go, that makes no sense. Mavis has links to Belinda in May, which is before Agnes Belinda came into my life. I go, here's the real deal. Ready?
Yeah.
For the real deal. My people are very close to getting all this solved. When it comes down, there will be sweeping changes and punishments. It is going to be swift and fast. If you tell me the truth, I can make sure you slip through the cracks if you promise not to engage in these activities again. If you do not tell me the truth and they find the truth and report it, there is nothing I can do. Again, I do not know if Belinda told you everything about me. I do not know if she knows everything about me, but I am trying to help you, but I can't do it alone.
Ooh! Ooh! I could cut you a deal. But you have to confess right now.
Yeah, Joe's mulling this up. What do you think of Joe?
I was just thinking. I wish Dick Eldorado was still in correspondence with her.
Yeah.
Because this would be an interesting thing.
If Dick Eldorado was still in correspondence with her, I couldn't be doing this shit right now, Joe.
Right. Right.
Okay, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, not really. I think it's a win-win. I mean, as much as I love you being involved, I don't miss the poetry.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.